All right. Good morning once again. Let's give Jesus a big hand. He's the reason, okay, why we are here. This morning, I'm speaking to the next gen people, right? Yes, okay. Can I have another good shout? Hey, all right. Okay, now. Yeah, people say I never grow old and white hair coming out. But anyway, all right, now. Just a quick one. Just to show you, okay, what's happening. I should have shown you this much earlier, but I've not been preaching here for the last, I don't know how many weeks. Since June the 9th, left for Manila for 2 weeks and then left for Europe. And then after that, 2 weddings I have to go. And then actually there's a 3rd wedding. Okay, I have to, so sorry, I have to turn it down, all right? Otherwise I won't be seeing you. So these are series I've been doing. This is season of prayer, so please pray. How many of you fulfill your duty? Okay, yesterday, any of you fulfill your duty? Show me your finger, the right finger, all right? Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, then Alostar, okay, Mugim Betajam, okay, we have Pastor Kawi, okay, last week, all right? Now, one of the things that we're going to do is a parenting course. Okay, you have not registered, we got sponsors for some who couldn't, please, okay, do so. All right, so this is a quick one. Now, we are in this series called Missional Baton, all right? Say with me, baton. Okay, that means you want to pass on, okay, the message, okay, to, okay, the next generation or the people that you come with, to know with. It's a brief journey through the church history. Now, church history is just too huge, okay, to envelop. Now, we had Pastor Timothy came to do our first part, all right? Now, I don't know how much you do remember. I'll just do a quick recap, and then we're going to do the part two, all right? Now, with this series that we are doing, we are talking about history for the past 2,000 years, but we want to look at the lens of missional, okay? Missional, because there are so many branches, okay, when we want to look at, okay, the church history. Now, why this history is that, okay, when we look at the last 2,000 years, okay, how the gospel has spread, okay, in that sense. Now, how many of you love history? Wow, okay, good. I'm in the right crowd. How many of you love science? Okay, not many. Mathematics? You better, because you count your money every day, right? Okay, all right, praise the Lord. So with this, we are saying we only get a glimpse of it, all right? Only a glimpse, because it's 40 minutes now, we cannot cover everything. So we only look at one angle, which my eyes only have to look like this at one portion, okay, of, okay, the church history. Now, with that, Pastor Tim covered the first part. I'm covering the second part. Later on, I'm going to unpack again, okay, who's going to cover the third and the fourth, all right? Now, so we were traveling in Europe. One of the best things that I wanted to do is to go to see all these churches, okay, around, and so many things to remember. Really can't really remember, all right? My children, David and Derek, they all want to go, then Deborah want to go to all the music, Mozart la, Schubert la, they want to look at all the musical world, all right? Now, Mio wanted to see some of music, okay, now. So this part that I'm going, early Protestant, Evan going to cover that. He has been studying for months, okay, so get ready for next week. And then the modern church, we're going to have Dr. Isaac back, okay, he's going to talk about modern church, okay, so this sequence that we're going to go. So I already mentioned why it's a series. We're going to have a glimpse and understand how the gospel spread, okay, in that. So show you some of the picture, okay, all the, most of churches that we go, they're all this cathedral, and it's just amazing. I don't know how many of you have been to Europe. I believe you have, some of you, maybe not all. But in Manila also the same, you have huge, okay, cathedral and all those. Sometimes we go those and Evan, Sue, we all were there. Okay, let's step in and see. I was also telling Mio that, hey, why not one of the, we were trying to look at all church and cathedral that in Europe, countries that we visited, mostly they speak German. And of course, you can't understand a thing, except I said, wunderbar, guten morgen. Other than that, we just blur, all right? So to sit in a service with a different language, oh, tough, all right? But finally, we found one which is English service. Wow, just amazing how that Catholic Church, they finish a service in 40 minutes. 20 minutes is songs and message. The other 20 minutes, it's just Holy Communion. Wow. Just amazed with how, okay, church are being run, right? It's just fascinating, awesome, okay, when we went to many of these cathedrals. Now, when we look at those, these are churches that's okay, during probably the 13th, 14th century and even earlier. And sometimes you think about those, the form, okay, that they have rib kind of ceiling, okay, and then all those pointed Gothic kind, okay, all those structure. All right, if you love history, you go and search all the architecture, okay, of those. Probably you know the Romans time, okay, pillars, okay, and then probably the as you go on of different era and all those, the structure just continue to change, all right? Now, after going all those, we finally, all right, reached Berlin, and we attended Every Nation Berlin. Now, this is their rented place. So it's an international organization that owns this place. And when I look at this structure, the place is just renovated, having the Gothic kind of structure, and it's all white. Wow, when you enter, it's like, wow. It's like you enter, heaven. Okay, I don't know how to describe that. Now, somewhere in time, okay, we're going to renovate this place, right? Now, so we started, pray for us. So when we think about all these churches and all those with different structure and all this, and when you come... Years change, you know, thousands of years change, decades and all those. The church buildings start to change, right? Like for us, we are in the mall, okay? We're in a mall. Some places you go, people are thinking, huh, church in the mall? People in the back of their mind is have a certain structure. Today, I also see the next gen, okay, as they grow in the mall, a concert kind and all those. But when it comes to getting married, they want the old style of church, okay, the feeling and all those. It's just fascinating, okay, to see all those. Okay, they wanted all the brick kind, you know, got cement a bit, no cement a bit, got hole somewhere, got trees grow, creepings and all those. There's a place for that, all that as well, all right? So the way that mind and mindset and all those concept changes, okay, over the years, all right, now. So what are we going to cover in that sense? Okay, we are saying that we are, read with me, we are a part of something bigger. We are a part of church history. I'm just recap what Pastor Tim, okay, has said in the first service, in the part one, all right? Now, church history. Many of our leaders right now are doing the leadership 215. We have 9 leaders in year 2 now. And how many more? Okay, 6 in year 2, 9 in year 1. Right, and year 2 are now studying the church history. So when you do that, all this become clear, crystal clear, okay, of what we are doing. Now, how many of us, when we say history, it's not about your story, but it's about his story. How many of you capture that, okay? We are a part of his story. So when you are part of his story, in other words, every day, you are making history. I don't know what history you want to make now. Or you come back and tell me, Pastor, I eat 10 burgers today. I don't know whether that is the history you want to make. Or you can say, Pastor, I talked to 10 people today that I've never talked before. Wow, you are making history. Tell your neighbor left and right, you are the history maker. And you have seen this? This is a timeline we are looking at right now. These are just rough timeline because we want to deal with this. And today I'm going to cover the missional focus on the medieval church, which is the Silk Road. Say with me, Silk Road. All right? And then after that, we'll cover with the red. Now, you'll be wondering what this. Now, you've seen this when Pastor Tim showed you this. Now, gospel, Jesus came. Okay, we'll talk about Jerusalem. Jesus died in Jerusalem. After 3 days, he rose. So gospel went out when he talked about the diaspora. Diaspora means one, you know, spora, so tiny and dispersed all over. So you have this map that shows that the gospel with the people that carry the gospel went out all throughout, okay, the world. In this world, they are talking about. So when you see Persian, Medes, Elamites, okay, Racine, Mesopotamia, all at this place, okay, some of those are the modern. Okay, Iran, Iraq. Okay, so is the modern. Some of these places you read is the modern Turkey or the northern Syria. So when you think about all this diaspora that's taking place in our part one, quick recap is that when we went all over, okay, this place, you can imagine that Jesus has how many disciples? 12. After 12, he has 70 that sent out 2 by 2. After the 70, you talk about Book of Acts, 120 of them. Okay, Holy Spirit came down, all was baptized with the power of Holy Spirit, they went out. Okay, where? In Jerusalem, Judea, and Psalm area. So all this Psalm area that you end and end to the ends of the world. Okay, now, by saying so, Pastor Tim left with you these lessons of missional baton, ordinary people. Look at your neighbor left and right. Ordinary people. Don't forget to look at yourself, also ordinary. Okay? You have your everyday daily routine? Yes. Okay? You have natural relationship? Yes. All friends, friends, family, okay, everywhere. And then you spread the word of God. All right? So don't miss number four. With that, Pastor Tim ended, okay, with this quote by saying this. You can read with me, 1, 2, 3. God uses ordinary people like me, okay, like you, going through daily routines in their natural relationship to spread the word of God. Now, with that, I want to continue, okay, and 2 verses, and we're going to talk about the medieval church, okay. But the word of God continue to spread and flourish, okay. That's Acts 12. Now, as we think about the medieval church or the era, medieval means, or it known, the other word will be the Middle Ages, okay, the Middle Ages. We are thinking about, okay, a period where the 5th century to the 15th century. Now, during those 10 centuries, significant, complex, European history. I cannot cover all that, right? I also don't have the expertise or knowledge to cover every single thing you got to read, right? Which means, in that summary, various political, social, economic, cultural development has taken place. Okay? All different era during the time. It's also a time that papacy or that rise, okay, of that governance, okay, that took place. Some people, with that, there's so much power in governing. We know that it comes with responsibility, yes. But at the same time, when power is not contained, corruption is also not absence. Okay, with that, you also have a group of people who wants to move away. That's where monastery comes up. Okay, you have all this monastic era. Okay, where monks and all this to keep away. Okay, do not want to involve in all those right now. I also want to draw to your attention, okay, in the prophecy that was given in Isaiah 49 verse 6, that says this, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribe of Jacob, to bring back the preserve of Israel. So prophecy will give Israel that one day, this is a prophecy about Jesus, okay, and also the nature of Israel, okay, that they will go, they will bring this light, I will make you as a light for the nation that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. What will be another familiar scripture that has this word, to the end of the earth? Acts 1:8 that we just read, that I just said it, right? So you shall receive power, okay, by witnesses, Holy Spirit come upon you, witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, to the ends of the world. Now, look at me. When this verse was given to the Jews or to the disciple of Jesus Christ, at their world, during those days, for them to the end of the earth, what does that mean? So what we have read so far in the Bible is about Paul's missionary journey throughout all Europe. Okay, and then we also think about the boundaries that they have. So to go, was America discovered? Was they are divided by the sea. So that means as they travel, the gospel go, they travel, whatever business that they do, they reach to the edge, the end of the world. And that's it. Until exploration takes place, ships are built, and they move on, okay, to discover many other land. All right? So for them, then, as far as the north, how far it goes? To the south, how far it goes? And for them, it's to the west. Okay? So for the whole scenario of the map is the western world. Today, we're going to cover what? The Silk Road, which is the eastern way. Okay, so for them, the end of the world, they only know that far. All right, so with that, given this background, so in the first century of the Greco world, that means the speaking Greek world, that's how they would imagine. All right, so today I started thinking that, you know, the journey to the west, journey to the east. Some of you have been to China, like Brother Ng, Lin, wow, they are so familiar. I think they master whole China, okay, well, knowing more than me, all right? So if you have time, have a coffee with them, you want the whole history of China, they could tell you, all right? Tape, okay? Now, by saying so, when you think about them thinking about that, the earth surrounded by water, and how the ends of the world they could imagine, how far they could go, and that means how far the expansion of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, now, we have stories in the Bible, talk about Ethiopian, and they're from the northern Africa. Okay, they came to Jerusalem because during this diaspora, the expulsion, and all those, they were all everywhere, but they come back to Jerusalem, okay, for the festival right now. So as we touch on this missional focus, journey to the east with the Silk Road, knowledge that we know or history that we know is lesser known, okay, because probably not much are written, okay, as far as the Eastern concern, all right? Eastern means we're talking about Silk Road, I mean going through China, but it also cover Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Philippines, and all those, all right? Now, but since we are looking at this land, okay, the Silk Road, okay, now, I want to talk about some of this is piece and pieces from our seminary as well. I don't know how many of you read about this. This is what they call the Nestorian Monument. Okay, now, hear me this. 1623, that was about exactly 400 years ago. Yeah, about 400 years ago. Exactly 400 years ago. Now, during the Ming Dynasty, talking about China, Ming Dynasty, which fall between, okay, it's about the 14th, 15th century, all right, now. Oh, no, 14th to 17th century, around there, all right, now. This group of workers were digging a trench in the ancient city called Chang'an. Today, what I find out, okay, is called the Xi'an, okay, now. While they are digging this, they unearthed this giant 9-foot-tall, 3-feet-wide monument, and they report this to the governor. And the governor has no idea what this is all about. They say, give it to the Buddhist monastery. Let them find out. They will tell us what is it. All right, now. By then, they figure out that this giant monument, okay, was recognized because it has some inscription, okay, that was written, okay, in Chinese and Syriac, okay, language. And this inscription tell about a story that 1,000 years ago, that means 635. This was found, they dig 1623, all right? But they found that this was actually built in 635 AD. That's 1,000 years ago. Which in that written that the story of a Persian missionary, probably by the name of Elipon. I may not pronounce his name correctly, all right? Now, I'm ping pong, okay, this Elipon, okay, now. And when this Persian missionary came during that time is under the Tang Dynasty at the 7th century. So they dig this was in the 17th century, found a monument that was built 10 centuries ago. So when we think about all this missionary journey, which Edwin's going to cover, probably, okay, what landside. So when talk about Jesuits that go out and bring the gospel, so when the Jesuits come, probably thought they are the first missionary that reached China. But lo and behold, 10 centuries ago, gospel has actually reached China. Okay, now that is interesting history, okay, that we may have not heard about. So this is written in Syriac language, okay, and of course reaching the Chinese people and written in such a way. And some of the translation, okay, I don't know whether you want to explore that, it's also funny in a sense, because those days in terms of theology and all those may not be so clear yet, all right, now. So during those days, Tang Emperor, okay, the Tang Dynasty, okay, the emperor during the time, he's a bit pluralistic. That means he wants to discover religion. He wants to know Buddhism, he wants to know Hinduism, and then here comes the missionary, so he wants to find out more about Christianity. In fact, history recorded that he actually funded, built monastery, church, so to speak, monastery, all those, because he wants to explore, okay, religion. Okay, so in that sense, he funded the first Christian church in Xi'an or Chang'an in China, which is the largest city of that time. Right? Interesting. Okay, now, moving forward, question you've got to ask ourselves, who are these missionaries, which I mentioned just now, who are they? What motivates them? How did this actually happen? Because it's not only them, because it's 7th century, and throughout the whole period of time, Okay, how it take, how gospel are being preached, all right, or brought forward. Now, listen to this. As the church spread west, look at the map, he spread west, okay? That means he go from Jerusalem, okay, to Turkey, okay, what else? Turkey, Germany, okay, all the way. Paul will talk about all the way he wants to go to Italy, Rome, all the way he wants to go to Spain. So, history that you read, probably the Western world, okay, history. But, across the Mediterranean Sea with the mission of Paul and the other apostles, the church also spread east via the Silk Road and the Indian Ocean. That's where we have ships that come, go around India, you know. Okay, let's see, map, map. Huh? Okay, go down India, go down, okay, all the way up, come down Langkawi, Bangkok, Malacca, go down Singapore, go up Southeast Asia, and go Philippines. Okay, all those Vietnam and all those. Okay, so you can see as you go, there's one direction and there's also the other one on land, okay, which is the Silk Road. Now, with all these archaeology findings and all those, friends, there are more stories, okay, they have never heard yet, right? So now, looking at the Silk Road, okay, so you can see that over here, say Egypt, Iran, right? So that's where Jerusalem is and all those, and Syria and all those. This red line that you're seeing, this is a Silk Road. I don't know, as next year, are we excited to go and visit? Okay, now, we probably go there, we take hammer and all those, but there's a bigger history down there. And these stories are just remarkable, okay, about the missionary movement, how the gospel actually spread to the east, through the land. Okay, that's what I want to cover in the last 10 minutes right now. Every one of us knows Jerusalem. Every one of us knows Antioch, because you read the Bible about Paul making Antioch as a city, okay, that they are sent out. But not far from Antioch, there was a city called Edessa. Okay, say with me, Edessa. Sound like your girlfriend name? No, Elisa. Okay, now. There's a city called Edessa, which is not far from Jerusalem. All right, now. You must also have in mind those days under the Roman Empire. But this region of Edessa is covered under Persian Empire. Now, Roman Empire persecuted Christians. There's a long history there. Again, you hear about Constantine and all those. But there's another empire, the Persian. During those days, less persecution. And then gospel starts to spread. Okay, easily compared to the Roman Empire. All right, now, with this, some fascinating facts, okay, probably all of us have not heard before, which I myself as well, and discovered through all the reading, is that in this city of Edessa, amazing, the first Christian church beyond Roman Empire. Because out of Roman Empire, is there church? So it was the late first century. Number two, first known gospel translation. Today we have a lot of translation. When we think about printing of the, it's only at the 15th, 16th century, I think. All right, but here was already a gospel translation, okay, from Greek to Syriac, because it's on that nation. All right, now, third, the first king converted to Christianity at late 2nd century, okay, known as King Adbar. All right, now, come to know Jesus, he was healed of leprosy. Now, legend says that one of the disciples, that's Thaddeus. What are the name of 12 disciples? You probably know Peter, James, and John. But there's one more called Thaddeus. We don't know all the rest, where did they go? Except Thomas, we thought, thinking history, that he went south, okay, to India. But here was another one, Thaddeus, okay? Legend says that. And King Abba converted, became a Christian. And he founded the first public church. And it was built AD 200. Okay, this short part of that. Out of that city of Edessa, okay, talking about the empire and all those, move on. Out of that, gospel that got so short already. Okay, so out of that Edessa, there are many other cities, okay, that has been rich. So we have all these names like Nisibis, Ctesiphon, Merv, okay, Samarkand, Bath. Okay, all this nation that was mentioned here, friends, Nisibis is eastern Turkey. Ctesiphon is Iraq, okay, or Baghdad today, okay. Merv is Turkmenistan. Samarkand is Uzbekistan. Bath is Afghanistan. Malaysia, we only know Gostan only. Okay, so all these cities, okay, that also develop and become the theological center. Okay, which means there are churches that was built and there were bishops rise, okay, from all these cities. Now, friends, we all know if there is a bishop, means there are many other pastors or priests, okay, come under a bishop. Okay, I cannot be say I bishop, but I have no other pastors or churches under me, all right? I cannot just name myself bishop. So when you come to play a bishop, that means there are many other, okay, churches that's been planted, okay, in that sense. So with that in mind, right, as far as to the east, churches has been gospel spread. At the same time, gospel reached France, la, Germany, la, Italy, la, all those. But on the east side, gospel has also reach, okay, the people about the same time, okay, west and east. Okay, got good, amen? All right, now, why I'm telling all this? What is it for? Okay, now, so now, joining all the dots, all those cities, joining all the dots, if fall under the third road, how can this be? How many of you have visited, you go, you have money, you travel, you went to certain city and all those, go to a place called Baku or whatever, okay, place, and there is a church. How on earth a church is built there? Why? How many thousand years ago? All right? Now, today, I hope this will help you narrow down some of these questions that you have, all right, now. The world powers during the time, they were aware of each other, so which means the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, and also the China Empire, all right now. How many of you, when you go to all these places, you go to this museum, and you're expecting to see all about the Europe and all those, as you walk, how come there's a section on porcelain or some kind of carpet came from the eastern side? Friends, let me tell you, there are a lot of trading going on. That means there are a lot of business going on. There are a lot of exchanging. There's powers that come, okay, the exchange gifts and all those, all right? A lot of these things took place, okay? Now, that's because Silk Road, okay, has become the major way for goods trades, okay, to move, okay? Not only that, how many have realized that languages, multiple languages, religion, okay, culture, okay, multiple business, okay, taking place during those times, all right? So even on multiple language, you know, as they travel, they go. So I say when we travel, okay, Russia is all the right, Hungary, Germany, all those, as you go, hello, guten morgen, okay, as you go, India, namaste, okay, you reach Thailand, okay, Sawadee Kap, and then you go to many of these places. They learn languages as you go. As you reach China, Ni hao. Before China, maybe you reach Korea, Annyeonghaseyo, okay. Maybe you go to Japan, Yoroshiku, okay, so and so on. So they learn languages as you go, all right? Now, in Europe, we met a few of our members who have gone to Europe to work. We met Melvin, we met Nelson, we met who else? Okay, they have learned, okay, some of the languages, okay, over there. Now, how did the gospel get all the way there? In this last 5 minutes, this is what I'm going to do. Talk of this 3M. Okay, now 3RM, no, not 3RM, 3Ms. Okay, how this gospel get all the way there? Okay, how these monks and how the bishop, why the monastery or churches are built? Okay, because you only build church there if you have people. Right? Why want to build a church where there's no worshippers, right? Now, how this thing happen? Now, I give you this three. That is merchants, say with me, merchants, monks, monasteries. Say with me, merchants. Who are the merchants? Okay, Silk Road probably is one way, okay, the business, the trading goes. And those who travel the Silk Road, it's become the major highway, okay, for them. Now, to travel from, is that another map? Okay, to travel from Syria all the way to Xi'an, China, by walking or camel or horses through that journey. Today you can fly. How many hours? This one I'm going to ask Mr. Ng. From Shanghai or whatever, you want to fly to Europe, how many hours? 8 hours, 10 hours? Maybe that, right? But if you're on foot, how many days? Some of you, half day or so, KO already. Some of you will say, Pastor, don't ask me to go marathon. Okay, 1 km also can run, but you shopping all can? Okay, all right. Okay, now, this traveling will not happen in one day. It's not 1 week. It will take months. It will take years for them to travel. So as they travel, when they travel to China and come back, when they come back, the baby is already a teenage. You understand what I mean? Because let's say they travel 3 years, 5 years, 5 years come back, 5 years go, 5 years come back, your child is already 10 years old. So a lot of changing taking place. Okay, so we can tell a lot of stories. Now, not only that, friends, this is also a Silk Road that most significant movement of religion also took place. The rise of Buddhism, Hinduism, and not forgetting Islam as well. All right, so the spread, okay, of merchants. So, which means languages, religion, culture, and business taking place, and all those. Right now, this picture is this picture shows of different group, okay, camels and all those. So, the trade that's taking place, okay, that to show that in the Silk Road of a happening of Syrian traders, okay, all the way, okay, a journey, okay, to China. All right, now with that, also can interpret Syrian, Armenians, Persian, and many of those travel are also Christian. That is where they bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now we also know that they are dispersion. So when they go, they will know, oh, my family so and so, okay, it's in this region. They will meet them, and that will be a community, okay, that they meet. Now, many of these merchants that they go, they know that they're going to travel for years. And for them, because they are Christian, knowing Jesus, they travel like this, there's no church. So when they go, when they meet the community, they will have their own fellowship. All right? We've met in Prague. Okay, one of our members, some of you know Melvin, so Nelson said, Nelson told me, Pastor, I will bring our every nation leader to meet you. So hearing his story, he said he was working in Abu Dhabi for many years. He said it was stressful until he got this job in Prague. So when he came to Prague, wow, he met many Christians, okay? And he gathered them, and it became a church plant. So are you the pastor? No, I'm not a pastor. I'm just been available. My work, you know, computer and all those, so he decided that he can be a blessing. He gathered Christians. Then he does the service. So I said, what you do? You do all the 4 E's? He said, yes. Purple book, okay, 1-to-1. He does everything. Now in our every nation, Europe and all those, they're sending a pastor for them now. So this is a typical story, okay, that is happening in this story I want to talk about. So which means, with that, as they travel, and they will go to the bishop from Edessa, okay, the bishop. Okay, when they come back, they say, oh, we found a community with this community. So what's the next thing for a bishop to do? For example, if I were to hear some of you came back and say, Pastor, when I was in this city, oh, met this group of people and all those, and I come out to about 10, 20 people, there's a Christian community, and want many people to the Lord over there. Pastor, I use 1-to-1 and all those. What's the next thing do you think I will do? Let's send. Who? Dixon. Let's send one pastor. Go! You get a community there, okay? We got to do some church plan over there. Something like that, all right? So here, with the merchants coming back, reporting what's happening, and they send the monks to go. As they go, as they travel, and as they travel, it's not like you after 1 week traveling, you stop in a place. Is it overnight? Today is overnight, then we travel the next. No, they can't. All right, they will settle there for a while. All right, so they need a place to stay. They need medical. They need food. What else? If those traveling family, maybe during those journey, children have been born, maybe some of them decided to stay. So that's where funds come in and they build monastery as they go along. and many throughout those centuries, 10 centuries and so on. Okay, monastery has been built, okay, throughout those places. Okay, so what I'm trying to say now is that that's a pattern that took place. Okay, in this story we're going to talk about, one, the gospel is spread, which means one, wow, there's a place. So send monks. Or the other route will be, we got to plan, okay, we're going to plant here, we're going to plant here, we're going to plant here strategically, okay, some organically. Okay, so these things are taking place in all those. When I look back at some of our church plant, okay, Penang, how Penang was born. We have students from Dublin. We're going to celebrate our anniversary. Yeah? Okay, now 15 already. Give me 4 or 5 minutes. Huh? And our church, a group of students who came back, they're medical students. When they came back, they got saved in Dublin and said, oh, where's our Every Nation Church in Penang? So when they came back, they pray. Every Thursday, they pray. And then if they want to attend the church, they will go to Every Nation Church Malaysia. That was the year in 2005, sorry, 10 years. 2005, Pastor said, hey, Jonathan, why not you go and search for these students? So I went to search, I meet them in the PMC, and then meet with them. Thursday, we pray, okay, for the church plant, okay, here. So kind of story short, Pastor Joe and family all came, and then church was started. Because of students that came back. They went, got saved, they came back. All right, now, how does our Georgetown service started? Okay, we have our members all in different locations. Pandemic was a funny time, all right? Pandemic time, actually, I told our zone head, we only allow 30 people per meeting. I said, okay, let's do 7 churches. Of course, some people say, Pastor, you're crazy, you want to preach 7 times a week. Okay, no, I'm thinking that we're going to have 7 pastors, all right, to meet all these people, all right, now. So, because all those constraints that we have, okay, we talk about one, okay, Georgetown, okay, so to have people who live towards the site, but also open up, those who can't come in the morning, you can actually attend our 2 o'clock service, all right, now. All our staff, during pandemic, we have a group of people who do not know how, okay, to go to church. They came to know our Every Nation Malaysia, okay, so Sister Kaping was there, direct them, okay, to online, so that's the beauty of online, so they watch, and people get saved. That was the time Pastor Timothy and myself, okay, let's do something there. So he flew, I drove there, and then we pick up and then meet all the people. All right, so that's how it's happening now. So I have Nathaniel and Sean, okay, going with me every Tuesday. All right, so we actually travel there 3 times a week and see how we develop. Right, three times a month. Okay, now I know it's going to increase as time goes because we need to disciple them as well. Okay, Matajam. Okay, Raj and family and family and family, right? Melku and Anna sitting there and they say, come to know and then decided that to be part of us. They're all staying in Bukit Matajam, my friend. Agnes and Melku all staying in Kulim. Kevin's family and Alphonse all Kulim. Friends, every weekend they come here for service. I'm also trying to think, you know. Let's say one of Sunday. Okay, we will do our service in Bukit Matajam. We all go. We provide you lunch, okay. What do you think? All right, something to think about. Even for us, not only our first service in Penang was, at that week, when we decided for our first service, we have a couple, America, okay, came, they work for Intel, all right, now. Intel gave them a very nice place, okay, to stay. Then he come contact with us. He said, why not use their hotel, because they were given a hotel with space, and also our first service was in a hotel room, but it was a executive suite. Okay, may not have many chairs, but we all sat on the floor. Okay, we have a service. Okay, that's what happened. Friends, from there I'm going to end. How far can the gospel go? You have your answer. As far you could see, as far you could reach. Now, looking at our story, merchant. Because of that, go back to their church, bishop sends the monks, and then monastery all come together. All right? Package. Now, with all those, you may not be the monk. Maybe one day. Okay. You may not meet monastery, but all we can join effort with partners. Now, this scripture that I read just now, to the ends of the earth, yes, remember this. Okay? Now, my lessons of missional baton is this. Sometimes we felt so insignificant. Cannot do this, limitation, I only got this much, I cannot go. But friends, you got a job? Small job. Small pay, big pay, never mind. It's okay, all right, you got something, you can give thanks. Sometimes I talk to people above 60 years, so I got job, I'm happy already, all right. Who want to hire people 60 over years old, right? Do you travel? Yes, whether near or far. Like Sabine and Binu, you straight away come here, you will serve God already, okay? Now, as you travel, you have family somewhere, right? Sometimes your reason why you travel Singapore, why you travel this place, oh, because my auntie there, my uncle here, my son there, my cousin there, okay? You travel, you have friends. And then you meet friends, family, friends. One of the things behind every one of us, if my family not safe, my this friend not safe, my this extended family not safe, it means your mind, which moment I want to tell them about Jesus? Yes? Friends, I'm going to say that you are this group called merchants. You can be a mother, you can be a father, you can be a manager, you can be a manufacturing engineer, worker or anything. I'm trying to use all the M, okay, now. You are somewhere there. And everybody loves travel. We have friends who come, they say, one thing that they observe us Malaysian, all here, is that you like to save money. Save money, and what's the next thing you do? You travel. All of us love travel. Friend, something may have just take place, okay, in the days to come. You agree with me? Yes, huh? Right. So I'm going to end here. I'm going to pray, all right, now. As you travel, as you go, whether you send by company or you got money, you suka-suka travel here and there, okay, and you meet people. If you send by company, you'll be probably meet business partners, counterpart, family, friends that you will meet. And I want to say this as I end. That, with that in mind, yeah, Deborah, with that in mind, you are the carrier of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell your neighbor left and right, you are the carrier of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know COVID very well. COVID spread like anything. Don't care who you are, all right? Now, the word COVID is the word corona. Because the shape of the virus looks like a crown. Friend, who carry that crown? I mean, in a positive sense, you're carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right? The gospel goes spread everywhere. That's all, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I commit each and every one of us into your hands. Father, we know, Lord, church history is so wide. And sometimes we just look at, just reading alone can be so boring in many ways. But Father, when we catch the spirit behind what church history is all about, there's so much that we could learn. And when we look at the missional lens that we are talking about, that the gospel of Jesus Christ has spread beyond north, south, east, west. Father, we are living in this century. Help each and every one of us to think, Lord, like this merchant. They are not missionary. They are not pastors. They are not full-time workers. But they're just doing a daily living for the business they are doing and for their family. And they travel. As they travel, they bring the gospel. Father, I pray for each and every one of us. Father, if we can catch, okay, that we are called, okay, to be the carrier of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the world that we live in will never be the same again. How today I uphold each and every one of us to your hands. In Jesus' name I pray, everyone say, amen. Amen, okay.